reindeer owner Daryl Simon from Crystal Collection Reindeer. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, I'm glad to be back.
Absolutely. So now, I understand you are at an event today, so let's start with that. What are you doing today?
Right. We're in Oklahoma City right now at the Devon Energy Center, and we have two reindeer here, and lots and lots of people, lots of kids. They'll have, well, we were here last weekend and this weekend, and there were about 5,000 people each weekend.
Wow.
That we see.
And this is not an uncommon occurrence. You do this a lot, right?
Right. Yeah, we do this. We start before Thanksgiving, and we run three trucks and trailers out, kind of running all over the country pretty much.
Wow.
And put on a lot of miles.
Daryl, let me ask you a question. You said there's a lot of kids there. You got the reindeers there. Are reindeers good pets?
Oh, yeah, they are really good pets. Especially if you only have a couple of them and you spend time with them, they will pretty much behave just like your family dog.
Really?
They really get attached to you, and they're kind of great pets.
Now, I looked at your website. It's a great website, and I think it's on the homepage. It shows these reindeers with these beautiful antlers. I mean, just really large and growing in different directions. And I became curious that I wonder if you can cut those or whatever, and then I Googled it. It said, antlers are extensions of the skull grown by members of the deer and antelope family. They are true bone structures that usually grow in symmetrical pairs, etc. That is probably correct, right? The Google search?
Right, yeah. Antlers, the deer lose those antlers every year, and new ones grow back. Takes about 3.5 months to 4 months to grow a new antler, and they're there for 3-4 months or so, 5 months, and then they fall off and they start growing another set.
Wow. I'm looking at the live reindeer cam right now.
Oh, you are?
Yes, and he's just sitting there.
Yeah, you see Daryl right now on the Google?
No, I'm just looking at a reindeer. It's just sitting there.
Live from the event in Oklahoma City. And right. So that was then leads to my couple questions. One is, what do you do with the antlers? Are the things you can do, make certain souvenirs, make certain products or whatever? Is that something you can do with antlers?
Right. That's what we've done for years. We used to make a lot of jewelry, antler-type jewelry, but we've phased out of that. Now I make a lot of knives, and I use reindeer antler for my knife handles. I think it's probably the only knife company in the U.S. that just uses reindeer antler for knife handles.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, if you tried to cut an antler because you wanted, let's say, for whatever reason, if you wanted to make something before it fell off, is that painful? Is there nerves to the animal at the reindeer?
No. Once it's through growing and they've wiped that velvety skin off,
I see.
It's just a hard antler like a bone, and you could cut that off anywhere you wanted to, just a few inches above the skull or wherever, and it's just like clipping your fingernails. It doesn't bother them at all.
Okay, that's good. I was curious about that. And then I looked, with this Google search, it said in most species, and you can let me know if this applies to reindeers, only the male grows antlers, and their primary function is to increase his likelihood of sexual selection by attracting females or helping him fight other males. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that's true, except with reindeer and caribou, the females also have antlers.
Oh, they do?
And, right.
So we know who wears the pants in their family.
Well, yeah, the female reindeer, when the breeding season is over, and especially when the bulls, then they'll lose their antlers, the females really light into them, and they'll run them off, and they won't let them eat for a couple of days. Those girls are kind of payback time, I guess.
Sort of sounds like a marriage.
they're pretty mean to the guys.
Now, why is that? This is like the black widow syndrome, where I think after certain things happen, the female black widow, I guess that's redundant, but it then kills the male.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't go that far, but antlers appear to be, it's basically a status symbol. The one with the biggest antlers, I they've done some research.
Thank you very much.
And the herds in Alaska, and the females pretty much try to seek out the males with the biggest antlers, and so it's a status thing. When they drop an antler, even if a female drops an antler, the rest of them will chase after them, push them around.
Wow!
So it's a status thing. You got big antlers, you're the boss, and you're something.
I mean, I think that's most animals. I mean, even
like, isn't that always the way?
Well, yeah, no, it's most, not just animals, but roosters and you know, regardless. I mean, right? Yeah.
Guys with big muscles, they kind of run things maybe, and the scrawny little guy has to put up with it.
That's really fascinating. Yeah. That's really fascinating. Actually, there's probably a lot of certain. Things that certain, I don't know what you'd call it, customs or traditions or just inherent type of behaviors that go along with certain animals. There's any other inherent behaviors with reindeers that you can share?
Well, let's see.
Share on family radio.
I guess probably the strangest thing is the way they eat. They're not like other animals where you put food in front of them and they just eat, eat, eat. It just takes them all day.
To finish
whatever you give them. They eat a little bit, and then they just kind of lay around. And then they eat a little bit more, and they just kind of lay around. So they're really strange compared to other animals, and probably people for that matter.
And what do they eat?
They eat, we feed them beet pulp and a grain mix and alfalfa, of which they'll only eat the leaves. And that's basically it. Wow.
I'd eat all day, too, if I had that.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't sound too good to me. But, you know, if they're free-ranged in Alaska and different places in Europe, most of their diet is lichen. What they scrape off the rocks and stuff.
Daryl, I've never heard of this, but has anyone ever, eaten a reindeer? I mean, can you cook it and eat it, or is that not acceptable?
Well, sure. I mean, in other parts of the world, and that's what they're pretty much raised for. I've eaten it. It's really, really good. But, you know, we just here with Christmas and everything, you have a tendency not to want to try to eat too many reindeer. There just aren't enough of them to raise for meat anyhow.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, I wouldn't want to eat Prancer or something, because then you'd probably be on Santa's naughty list.
You bet, yeah. I'm sure you would be.
And, of course, Santa wouldn't be able to deliver all the presents to the children. And, I mean, have you seen any reindeer fly?
Well, yeah, you bet I have. Yeah, we've even got some pictures of, at least in the takeoff phase. You know, once they get up, they're moving too fast. You can't even get a picture of them.
Now, have you seen, I think there's a really cool commercial for Kohl's this year. Have you seen it with a reindeer and the father brings his son to a reindeer farm?
I think, was that the one where one kind of runs up to him and snorts?
He snorts and then kind of runs away, and then see the... takes off into the sky or into the fog. And that's a great commercial. And And what are your reindeer, what are their names? What are some of their names?
Well, we have kind of unconventional names for ours. We have reindeer right here, Tilly and Sweet Tart, and we have Sven and Oli and Olaf and Elsa and, you know, Millie and Danielle. We name ours after things that go on, or TV programs or singing stars. We have Big Hoss and you know, we've had a Chumley from the
Pawn Stars.
And, you know, so that's kind of how we end up naming our reindeer.
Hey, that's awesome. I like that tradition. And so then Sven, Olaf, and Elsa, are they relatively younger reindeer then?
Yeah, that was from this year, right.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And of course, as Eric was saying, you've got this website. People can see the reindeer. Is that throughout the year?
Oh, yeah, we have, up every year. We try to change a few pictures and those types of things on it. And I don't know if you've seen our website, where our front page, one of the bulls it shows about 12 or 15, a series of antler growth from when it starts to when it's a full grown in about 3 months worth of growth. I don't know if you've seen that. It's kind of cool.
And the reindeer cam, is that running throughout the year, or is it just around the
season?
That's
on Animal Planet's site. But there was a link from their site.
That's on Animal Planet, yeah. Oh. I think that one is probably some of our reindeer at the Como Zoo, I believe.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. The live...
Is he still sitting there, Dave?
No, there's an advertisement now.
Oh, because there was one reindeer just sitting there.
Yeah, it's Bank of America. Yeah. Okay, here it is. There is one reindeer out there. It looks like it's snow, and not snowing, but there's already snow on the ground. And he's just sort of walking around. He's shaking right now.
He's got a pretty big rack.
Yeah, it looks pretty. He what?
Yep.
That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's been so long. Okay, but sure. I do see that. That's sort of a cool thing. So you have this going live all day, all night?
Right, yeah, that goes for the whole month.
Wow.
Very cool. That's very cool to do that. How many reindeer? There's only one in the picture, but sometimes you have a whole bunch of them?
There's only two up at that spot, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's walking towards the fence right now. It's jumped the fence. It says goodbye. No, and, no, it's still just near the fence right now.
Daryl, have you been to Phoenix lately, or when's the last time you've been here with the reindeer?
We have not been to Phoenix. There are some state regulations that your fish and game, we're going to try, but they won't let any kind of deer come into the state. So
really?
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. They typically say that they don't want disease brought into the state. Of course, reindeer don't have any disease, but... and I think most of it has to do with the philosophy that, you know, that they should be just wild deer running around, probably.
Oh, well, there's a lot of hunters here, and you don't want to shoot the reindeer.
Well, they look a lot different than other, you know, than your run-of-the-mill deer, so...
There's a lot of blind hunters here.
Yeah.
Everybody has a gun in this state.
Oh, everyone.
Shooting each other.
Usually four or five. And with Planet X coming, I'm going to say 12.
Well, they truly are majestic creatures, and if you're ever in Phoenix with them, please, please let us know. We would love to see them in person.
Oh, yeah.
And, but otherwise, thank you for helping us celebrate Christmas again this year, Daryl.
Yeah, we'll let you know if we do. There was a possibility of possibly next year, but that they're going to try to get a couple of our reindeer down there, but you just don't know if that's going to take place or not.
Well, if we come to Minnesota, that's where you're located, right?
Right.
Where about?
We're in southern Minnesota. Well, Lake Crystal is a small town.
And now the website, just so all of our listeners can check out this this live feed of your reindeer. Again, that's what is it again? Livereindeer.com.
Livereindeer.com or crystalcollectreindeer.com.
Excellent, excellent.
And then just click down where it says Live Reindeer Cam on Animal Planet Live, and you can see all the reindeer action here. It's sort of cool, really. The reindeer is out of the picture at this point behind, I think, a shed or something, but very cool.
Well, Daryl, thank you again so much. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
You bet. It's been great being on again, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thank you so much, Daryl.